like to share with you out of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 26 through 30, and supporting scripture coming from Proverbs 4 and 7 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible reads in the Acts of the Apostles, the 8th chapter, beginning at verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? Proverbs 4 and 7, Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all of thy getting, get understanding. We are to use the thought of subject this morning. We like to say it's good to read, but understanding is the key. It's good to read, but understanding is the key. Just hear it or just read it, we just are not really doing ourselves that much good. But we are thankful that God has blessed us, and we are here this morning not only by our own merits or the fact that we had in our mind that I want to go to church this morning, but it was by the grace and the mercy of God that he has allowed us another opportunity to come and worship him together in spirit and in truth. We thank God for this another Lord's Day where we should rejoice and be glad just to be in the number one more time. There's somebody this morning that'd like to be where you are right now, but they are not physically able. There's somebody that is not able to be here because God has called their name. And when the Lord God calls us on in, then there's nothing that we can do but submit ourselves because God is the one in control. We don't know when our last time will be, so we got to know that we got to serve God while we have a chance. The God that I speak of has promised us that he will always be with us. He has told us that he would go us even to the end of the world. So anywhere we be, God is right there. He is forever watching over us, and we should not take it lightly that we have been blessed to embark on another day's journey. As I said earlier, our yesterdays have already gone, but we can make the best of today. Some of those things that we had in our mind that somebody maybe we wanted to talk with or somebody we wanted to see, we got to do what we can while we have a chance. Time truly is running out. But isn't it a blessing this morning to know that we are still under the hands of a mighty God? His blood is still running warm in our veins. His breath is yet still in our bodies. And it's because of him that we have our very being. For all of these things, I believe that we owe God some praise. Too many times we act like God owes us a favor. But any time, whether it be in the church house or at your own house, you know, you don't need to wait until you get to the house of God to praise God. Somebody ought to know how to praise him at home. There are times even on your job that you have to give God praise because the enemy is always busy. But the Bible declares through the word of David, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to praise him while I have a chance. I'm going to give my God praises because he is the one that made it possible for me to be here this morning. He is the one that continues to make a way that, you know how we used to say, a way out of no way. That means that God will come in just when we need him the most. That there's nobody that can do you like Jesus. And if the Lord God has done anything for you, then you ought to know that not only do we owe God a praise, but we owe God some praises. Because when I think about the goodness of Jesus, when I think about what the Lord God have done for me, I cannot help but praise his name. Anybody, am I talking to anybody in here to know that you didn't get up this morning all by yourself? Anybody know that the strength that you have comes from the power of a loving God? A God that will bless us, a God that will keep us, and you got to be willing to give our God some praise. These two families that have come together to worship with us this morning, the Hargraves and the Bobos, you ought to be rejoicing in the fact that today there is not a family member laid out before you. You know, it's always a little easy to get together when somebody has died. We have to drop some things. We have to make some arrangements. And we got to learn how to just get together just because. Just because I want to get together. The Hargraves said this is the first reunion, but it looked like you're doing a mighty good job. You know, it don't take but two or three, but it's always good to add on to the numbers because, as the young man said, you got to pass it down to the other generations. Somebody got to hold on. Somebody got to keep the family together. There's always got to be a rock. And as these families come together, I'm sure that there are some that thought that was going to be here that is not here. There's some that you thought that would be in all of the occasions that you've had, but they was not there. But you can't stop because of a few. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. You got to hold on to what you got. And even if it dwindled down, you still got to hold on and hold out. You got to know that God will bless you and God will keep you because he is that kind of a God. We've always said that a family that prays together will stay together. So somebody got to go down on bended knees. Somebody got to know this morning that when I pray to the Lord thy God, my prayer is going to be answered. Even if I'm not around to see it, God has a way to make sure that things work out for your good. So that's the kind of God that we serve this morning, the God that is able to do what nobody else can do. And, you know, we ought to be able to say like the apostles, Jesus is good for us to be here. You know, not only to the Hargraves and to the Bobos, but anybody under the sound of my voice, it's good to be here. If God woke you up this morning and started you on another day's journey, that's enough right there for you to tell your God thank you. Anybody that their brain is still working right and your reflexes are working right, and if your brain tells you that I want to throw up my hand for the Lord and you're able to throw your hands up this morning, that is a blessing before the Lord our God. Anybody come to be blessed by God? Somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you right now. See, I got a feeling this morning that everything is going to be all right. I got a feeling that if we keep on keeping on, the word of God will not go out void. He said, be not weary in your well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if ye faint not. So, in other words, you got to hold on. You got to know that everything is going to be all right. See, when I just think about how good God has been, it makes me have joy down on the inside. You ever had any trouble in your life, in the trials and the tribulations that Jesus said that will come along your way? But you got to tell the devil to get behind you. You got to know that God is yet still right there by your side. See, I feel good this morning because of the love and the spirit that the people of God brought into this place. These pews can't do nothing. The paneling on the wall can't do anything. It looks good. But it can't give God praise. We ought to know that God has blessed us to a degree that we ought to find some reason to give your God praise. Just think about it for a moment. God has done something for you in your life. God done a whole lot for us just this morning. Somebody wanted to get up and could not get up. Somebody died this morning and left on that morning train. But we are yet still counted amongst the living. I thank God for being amongst the living this morning. We thank God. We thank God. And we know that God is here. We know that God will do what we need him to do. But as we move forward and as we get to the points to share this message with you this morning, a message concerning the importance of having an understanding. The thought that we share with you today is good to read, But understanding is the key. Understanding means the ability to understand something or comprehension, having insight or good judgment. It also is defined as to know the meaning of something, to know how something works or how something happens. There are some folk that can read the directions and they get an understanding of how to put things together. Then there are some folk that just have that knack of doing things and they don't need to look at the paperwork. They just have an understanding of how things work so they can put some things together. Understanding also means how someone thinks or feels or how one behaves. Understanding is also defined as to be able to sympathize with somebody. I understand that you don't feel good this morning. Understand that every day is not a happy day. Understand that there are times when you, even though you don't want to ask for help, that you need some help. You got to understand this morning that God wants us to not only know that he is God, but understand that he is the only God. There are those of us that might consider ourselves to be vivid readers, and whether it's the Bible or another book or the newspaper, regardless of what you read, you got to know that if you read without understanding, it's just a bunch of words. If we fail to understand what it is that we have read, then again, understanding is the key. Without it, you are just passing or wasting your time. There are those that like to sit down and read, and there are even those of us that have opened up the Bible on many occasions, and there are things even in the Bible now that I may read it and I don't understand it the first time that I go through, so I have to pray to God, or I go to a reference book, or, you know, sometimes you got to find understanding. You know, I don't care how intelligent you are, you don't know everything. And there are some folk that pick it up just like that. But then there are some folk that you can read it and it just don't hit home quite yet. But isn't it amazing how when God gives you confirmation, isn't it amazing how when all of a sudden I didn't know exactly what that was saying, but now I know exactly what the Lord God is telling me to do. Understanding will make me know that not only the mere word that love you one another as I have loved you, but understanding know that when I give love, I'll get love. Understanding lets me know that if I want mercy, I got to know how to give mercy. We got to understand that when we read the word of God, we got to know that God will give us understanding. Sometimes we have to pray to the Lord our God, Lord, give me understanding. I don't want my reading to be in vain. I want to know that when I read, I know what you are telling me to do. And hadn't you found out that sometimes it's kind of hard to sort of, even though you comprehended what you read, that it's hard to follow through? One point. Love your enemy as you love yourself. Now, you understand what the words are saying, but how many of you know how hard it is to love that one that chastised you, love that one that scandalized your name, love that one that told a lie on you? I wonder if there are any grudge holders in here this morning. Even though you're in the house of God, even though you say that you love God, you're still carrying around some things and got a chip on your shoulder because of what somebody said about you. You got to understand that the word wants us to know that God wants us to do things in the right manner. As we look at our supporting text here written by King Solomon, who could have gotten anything that he wanted from God, but what he asked for was wisdom. And here in this fourth chapter of Proverbs, he gets what we call fatherly advice. The Bible declares, "Hear ye the children, the instructions of a father." Attend to know understanding. In other words, you got to work at getting an understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. So in other words, the daddy is telling the son, I'm going to tell you what the right thing is to do, and don't forsake what I tell you to do, because what God said is law. And for many of us that have the right and proper respect for our parents, what daddy and mama say, that is the law. Understand that if I say you need to be in before midnight, I mean be in before midnight. Understand that if you get to the door and the door is locked, and even though you're my child, I told you not to come here after 12 o'clock, so you're not getting in here tonight. Understand that it's not that I don't love you, but you don't know how to follow orders. Undoubtedly, you didn't understand what I said. I meant what I said. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. Am I talking to anybody in here? Some call it tough love. But love is just what it is. Sometimes you got to go that far, a little step further, to get somebody to understand exactly where you're coming from. The Bible says, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. So King Solomon is being blessed by his father and his mother, David and Bathsheba. They taught him also and said unto him, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. If you love your offsprings, you got to teach them how to live right. We heard our brother there talk a whole lot about love. Love got to be more than just lip service. We got to teach our children how to love. We got to show our children what real love really is. We can't be so standoffish that we don't take time to embrace and hug our children so they can feel love. Don't you know, sometimes when a baby won't go to you, it's because he or she is feeling some kind of spirit from you. But if you got a loving spirit down on the inside, you are able to sort of get a stranger's baby, and that baby will get in your arm and feel safe and feel secure because of the love that you possess down on the inside. Sometimes love has to be taught. The Bible said, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. So after you understand what I've told you to do, then don't you stray and do what you want to do. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But out of all of thy getting, the Bible says, get understanding. You know how it is? We got some smart folk that don't have common sense. They can get a test and they can ace that test out, but they ain't got sense enough to pick up a bucket of water and take it across the street without wasting some of it. Wisdom is just knowledge, but unless you got understanding, then you don't know how to do what the Lord God is telling you to do. You got to be careful, because you got to know that these things are passed along. And we got to know, as we pass along these important truths to our son or our daughter, the ones that we love, principal thing is the beginning of wisdom. And to get an understanding, don't stop at just having wisdom. But being smart is all right, but you got to have an understanding. As we look at our text this morning, it deals with two men of different cultures, two men that were on different social statuses. One man was rich and having all authority, and the other man was just a mere servant of God. But yet he was rich in his own way. In his own circle, he had a lot of influence and he had a lot of authority that was given to him by God. When it came to preaching the gospel or telling the good news, he was able to convey it to other people so they could understand who Jesus was, and he drawed people into the sheepfold. This man had a lot of influence, and even though he was a preacher, even though he was a teacher, he knew something about the gospel. As faith would have it, they were divinely set up to meet out in the middle of nowhere. The Bible declared that they were met in a desert land. And as we read here in our text this morning, Bible says, and the angel of the Lord spake unto the man of God by the name of Philip. He said, arise and go toward the south. Go down that way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert area. And one thing we have to look at is this man of God by the name of Philip was obedient to the word of God. Sometimes when God say go, you can't say why. When God say go, you can't say I'm not qualified. When God say go, you got to do like Philip, get up. He rose up and he went, and behold, when he was on his way, he saw a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority that was under the queen, and he had the authority and the power and the charge of all of her treasure. This man was a man of authority. This man had come to Jerusalem, the Bible says, for to worship. You come to Faust Chapel this morning to worship. You didn't come to see Cage. You didn't come to hear the choir. Somebody came to worship your God. Somebody know that it wasn't the man that woke you up this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock that woke you up this morning. But God woke you up this morning. Anybody glad to have God on your side this morning? I'm so glad when I read here about Philip that the Bible says he came to worship God. And after worshiping God, he was on his way returning, sitting in his chariot. And as he began to read the book of Isaiah, the prophet, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. And he asked him the question, understandest thou what thou readest? I hear you reading the word of God, but do you understand what you're reading? See, it's all right to read it, but understanding is the key to being able to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Well, the man of God sitting in the chair, and he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. You know, it's all right to not be so proud, not to think just because you have a little authority, just because you got money in your pocket, doesn't mean that you know everything. And this man heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. And as he read the word of God, the Bible said the place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearer. So opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. If you believe in the power of a loving God, God is able to give man insight. For a long time ago, before these two men met, God stopped by and talked to a man by the name of Isaiah. Isaiah was a man that prophesied about the coming Messiah. He realized that the Messiah was going to go through some treacherous things. He said, surely he had borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows. And did we esteem him stricken and smitten of God. He was afflicted and he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The Bible declared by his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all.
But this is where the man of God was reading. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. See, he sat there in silence and realized that as a lamb before the slaughter, as a sheep become to the shearers is dumb. So the Bible declared Jesus opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. I stopped by to tell somebody that the Lord God gave his life. And I'm so glad that on that day when this Ethiopian was sitting on his chariot, God made it possible by divine intervention that he meet a man by the name of Philip. When he met Philip, he realized that everything was going to be all right. He said, Philip, I don't understand the word of God, but I thank God that Philip broke it down to him. Every now and again, you got to have somebody that'll break the word of God down, that'll let you know that everything is going to be all right. I'm so glad that Philip understood the word of God, for he told him that Jesus was soon to come, and he began to let him know you got to have faith in the power of God. Is there anybody in the house this morning that know God for yourself, to know that he sits high and he looks down low? I thank my God this morning that when Philip began to talk to the Ethiopian, he made him open up his blinded eyes. He gave him true understanding. He began to break the word of God down. He said, I want to tell you what Isaiah was talking about. He was talking about the coming Messiah, and his name is going to be Jesus. Isaiah referred to him one time as Emmanuel. Well, to realize that unto us a son is born, a child will be given, and his name shall be Emmanuel, meaning that God will be with us. Anybody feel the Lord with you right now? Anybody know the Spirit of God is on you right now? I'm so glad that I got the Lord down on my side. I see Philip now talking to the man of God. He let the man of God, you got to know who Jesus is. And if you know who Jesus is, he make everything all right. You got to go down to the water. You got to be baptized in the name of God. And so this man of God, this Ethiopian, told Philip, I understand what you're talking about. I heard about Jesus, but now that I know what Isaiah is talking about. I got faith in the power of a loving God. And because I got faith in God, I might be a Jew or I might not be a Jew. But anybody that believes in the power of God, anybody that believe in the faith of God, they can be baptized, they can be put down in the water. For here this Ethiopian said, stop by the water, I need to be baptized, I need to be in the body of Christ, I need to get on the Lord's side. And I'm so glad this morning that when they stopped down by the water, he dipped them down in the water. He let them know everything was going to be all right. Is there anybody in here? I know that you're missionary Baptist. I know that you might be another denomination. But if you've been baptized in the water, and if you've been baptized in the Spirit, if you're part of the body of Christ, every now and again you gotta throw your arms up. Every now and then you gotta tell the Lord God, thank you. I just stopped by for a chapel to tell my God, thank you this morning. Thank you for giving me Jesus. Thank you for giving me understanding. Thank you for giving me power. Thank you for giving me strength. Taking me out of the dirt and the miry clay. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he took me. He turned me around. He made everything all right. Am I talking to anybody in here? Do you remember where you come from? You were one day a wretch undone, but my God woke you up. My God gave you understanding. My God gave you a new walk. I don't walk like I used to walk. I got the Lord on my side, and God will do. God will do what you need him to do. It's all right to read. It's a good thing to read. But understanding is the key. When you understand, this man finally understood who God really was. And after getting an understanding, he said, I want what you got. Baptize me. Help me to clean myself up that I might be what the Lord want me to be. Who wouldn't serve a God? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? God has a way of bringing folk together. Philip didn't have no business going down that road. He could have went another way. But because he heard the word of the Lord, God said, I want you to go. But I want you to go down by Gezer. I want you to go through the desert because God already knew that you're going to meet somebody. And just in case Philip didn't have the understanding at the time to know that he could approach the Ethiopian. Because he's a rich man sitting in his nice chariot. But the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him again. Say, go up to that chariot. Go near to it. See, sometimes you got to get close enough to hear what thus says the Lord. Sometimes you got to come down off of your high horse and don't know everything. Let somebody tell you something that will help you along the way. So even though this was a smart man because he was reading the word of God, everybody then couldn't read. Everybody now can't read. But God allowed him to meet a man on the wayside by the name of Philip. And he was humble enough to say, I don't have no man to guide me, to teach me what this word really means. Get on up here in this chair with me. Share a word. And when he got through talking to this Ethiopian, he declared, I do have faith in Jesus the Christ. I want to be baptized. I want to know that God is right there by my side.